You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Well, we're looking tonight at 2 Timothy in chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 8. Let's read together, pause at the commas and the semicolons and periods. Ready? Begin. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, You know, it's a wonderful thrill to hear you read the scriptures. You just fulfilled a Bible command. God's word says, till I come, give attendance to reading. That is publicly reading the word of God. You just honored God by publicly reading. You stay together. I wonder how many churches tonight in this Bay Area, 9 million people in our Bay Area, wonder how many Brother Chad read the Bible together. Most cities don't have a church open tonight, any kind of church. If you wanted to get saved in Sunnyvale, I don't believe there's a Methodist, a Presbyterian, a Lutheran, a Baptist church, a Bible church. I don't believe there's any church open. Mountain View, I don't think there's a church open. Redwood City, there's not a church open. San Carlos, there's not a church open. Millbrae, there's not a church open tonight. Brother John, it's very sad. Burlingame, there's not a church open tonight. The next church you're going to find open from here to the airport is Daly City, Brother Pichardo. That's it. You go up the East Bay, there's two churches open. And how important this college is, starting these churches in East Palo Alto, these chapels, and in Tracy. Well, let's bow for prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege it is to stand before these people, people that I love, and I can present the gospel to them, the word of God tonight. Thank you for your word, and I pray that we would listen carefully in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse 1 is our scripture tonight. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, that's the alive, and the dead at his appearing and kingdom. Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
That's what that text means. We're going to stand before the King of Kings. I'm not going to judge you and you're not going to judge me, but we will stand before God one day to receive those works that were done in the body, whether good or bad. That's why I believe God's going to have to wipe away tears from our eyes, because at the judgment seat of Christ, I believe we're going to have some regrets what we did not do with what God gave us. And God is going to wipe away our tears from our eyes. I've often said, you know, I look forward to the judgment seat, but the older I get a little nervous about it as I think about it. In fact, I feel like that good old preacher who was a well-known preacher, and he said, the older I get, I want to crawl in some back door and creep into heaven unnoticed. That's how I feel. I've done so little for Christ. Only one life will soon be passed. And I believe that that day at the judgment seat of Christ, I believe he'll call my name, Jack Treiber. Our grandkids are going to say, shh, this is going to be good. Papa's up. But God's going to reveal my true intent. My works are going to be burned up. Are they going to be silver and gold? I hope I'm doing it right. I hope I have a right heart. As I stand before a holy God, and He's coming again, our world is on fire. They said tonight that the Ayatollah in Iran has killed now over 13,500 Iranians in the last 2-3 weeks. They're just gunning them down. They're hanging them. There's a revolt going on. There's a revolt going on in Minneapolis that just breaks my heart. Minneapolis used to be a stronghold for Christ. It used to be Fourth Baptist Church in Minneapolis. Fourth Baptist Church was a great church. It used to be Central Baptist Seminary. It used to be Pillsbury Baptist Bible College. All those great Bible colleges and the great seminary and all of it, it's all gone. There's no churches. There's very few. Brother Hansen in Rochester doing a great job. There's some, but they're very few. Minnesota's a great state, but it's under siege tonight. I think of America, the problems that we're facing. The Lord Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
The trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the clouds in the air. And He is coming again. I'm preaching tonight on this subject, and I want you to listen very careful. In these last days, what are we to do in these last days? Well, when you're reading it, you read the way I wanted you to read. When you read verse 2, you picked up your voice and lifted up, and it said the first three words in verse 2 are what? Preach. Say it like you're an independent, temperamental Baptist. Are you ready? Preach the word. That's what God intends us to do. Every church that has a building, has chairs, has pews, have a piano, have an organ. Every church in the Bay Area should be open tonight. We're in the last days. And every man of God should stand and preach with authority. Preach the word. That's a Greek word, keruk. Keruk means to declare with authority, to lift your voice and trumpet it out. Preaching is not teaching, and I'm all for teaching. We're to teach the Word of God, but we're to preach the Word of God too. Thank God there's a place called Golden State Baptist College that's teaching men to be a preacher. That we're not seminar teachers. Well, follow the bouncing ball. Number one, I want to show you this. I'm not using that screen to tell you number one. If you can't figure out number one, then you've got problems, not me. We're not turning this into a seminar. We're not turning this down. Take this note down. Take this. No, preach the word. Lift your voice and declare. I know what I believe, and I'm going to keep preaching it to the day God takes me home. God's word says in the book of 1 Corinthians, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. The word of God says that we preach no other gospel, Galatians chapter 1. Preach no other gospel than that ye have been preached unto. And if any other man preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Over one page in Titus chapter 1, verse number 3. But in these last times hath chosen the foolishness of what? Preaching. God honors preaching. Preaching states what it's like. Preaching has authority, and I believe in authority. The time will come when they'll not endure it, but preach the word. Be instant, be ready, in season, out of season, when it works, when it doesn't work, when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. In season, out of season, reprove. That is pastors, discover error. You hear of error in your church. You hear music that's wrong. You see dress standards that are wrong. You hear philosophy that is wrong. God's word says to reprove it. And then the next word says, once you reprove it, rebuke it. Once you discover the error, most preachers, we covered that several years ago at pastor's conference with the preachers. And I said, we can all discover error, but we don't rebuke. We cannot deal with it. We can do number one and number three. The last part is to exhort one, encourage one. We can discover error. We can encourage others, but we don't do that rebuking. I hate rebuking people. God says, rebuke not a fool, lest he hate thee, Proverbs chapter 9. But if this church is going to continue on living for God, we have to reprove, we have to rebuke, and we have to exhort with all long suffering. Preach the word. Secondly, not only do we preach the word, you're going to have to recognize there's going to be a departure in the last days from the word. Verse number 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Stop right there. Thank God for North Valley Baptist Church. Amen. I look at you young couples that are here. We have 7 young couples in our class right now expecting babies. I don't know what's wrong with your class, Brother Sly and Brother Chad Ith. Your class are giving us no babies. I'm ashamed of both of you guys. You're pointing to your wife. Is your wife expecting, Brother Chad? You're pointing to your, no, okay. But they have the older classes. But right now we've got at least 7 in our class, maybe 8 expecting. And then of course the Fullers that are moving on to another ministry. You're not moving anywhere, brother. But God says that we are to, they'll not endure sound doctrine. Thank you for enduring sound doctrine. Amen. The virgin birth is sound doctrine. Amen. The deity of Christ is sound doctrine. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. These three are one. God Elohim, plural, 3 or more. God the Father, God the Son, God the eschatology. He is coming again. Ecclesiology, the doctrine of the New Testament local church. God, pneumatology, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Thank God today for doctrine. The time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their old lust shall they have heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. What's itching ears? Tickle me, is what it means. Tickle my ears. Say what I want to hear. Don't tell me anything else. Verse 4, let's read it together. Ready? And they shall turn away. They're going to turn their ears away. We don't want to hear this. I went by a Methodist church the other day. Big rainbow flag out front. And it said right there, no hate here, all accepted. There's no hate. We ought to have sodomites here every service. But they're here with the privilege to come to know Christ as their Savior. My Bible says, look, turn over there. Keep your hand right here. Turn over to the book of Jude. Book of Jude briefly tonight. As we turn to Jude, my wife asked me, what are you preaching tonight? I said, I'm preaching he's coming again. And she said, I'm so sick and tired of seeing no convictions and no standards and no holiness. And I am too. And thank God there's a church that believes it. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. It was deposited. No, Brother Everson, he knows this is not true. The truth was not deposited with Golden State Baptist College. It was deposited with the saints, God's people. And the Bible says, verse 4, for there certain men crept in unawares. You know, it's an amazing thing how many people creep into this church. They leave their pamphlets out here in the lobby. We throw them away. You're not going to leave your pamphlets out here. You're not going to creep in here and teach some other doctrine, some other philosophy. And we dealt with it this week. People trying to come in here and teach other. You're not going to teach it here. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine. We have, you Baptist preachers that are listening to me. We have more preachers trying to prove everything that we stand for is wrong. They will stand for nothing. There has to be worldly music. There has to be. The devil always, there has to be good music or worldly music. There has to be good dress and worldly dress. There has to be. What's worldly? God's word makes it very clear. He says, I want you to be holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In this day and age and hour we live, we need to have it. That must be a Christian lady right there. That must be a Christian man. Look the way he's dressed. Look the way he walks. Look at the way, amen, amen, I'll do my own thing. Look at the way he talks. Look at the way he is. That's a Christian young man. The time will come in these last days as we prepare for his coming. Preach the word. Preach it. Get under sound preaching. If you leave this church and you go to another one, that's okay. But you ought to get a pastor who's as good or better than this pastor with preaching. You ought to get a pastor that has more convictions, not less. Amen. Don't ever go to a church with less conviction. Amen. The Bible says, preach the word. Secondly, he said, I want you to know there's going to be a departure. There's going to be a departure. Thirdly, verse 5, keep on keeping on. Verse 5, watch thou in all things. Endure, there's that word again, afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Just keep on keeping on. Just keep singing in the choir. Keep playing all these instruments. Just keep playing them. Yeah. Till Jesus comes. He's coming. Yeah. Maybe today. Maybe this week. Just keep playing. Amen. If Jesus comes this week, trumpets, 9 of you, I think, down. Aren't you glad you played today? Yeah. What a privilege to play. What a difference it makes in the service. What a spontaneous, it's just exciting. Hey, ushers, what a joy to see you ushering. Amen. And coming down those aisles up in the balcony, the lower floor, and standing here like men of God. What a privilege. What a privilege to pastor people like you. You open the doors and you're here. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Amen. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Keep working in the nursery. Keep teaching Sunday school. Keep turning those wrenches on those buses. Keep driving those shuttle buses. Keep driving those Sunday school buses. Keep knocking on those doors. Keep passing those Bibles as we're taking them door to door to door. Keep it up. Keep on keeping on. There's a fourth area and I'm done. Verse 7. I have fought a good fight. Stop right there. I have fought a good fight. I'm so thankful that I've been in a good fight. Brother Reyes back there, I'm thankful it's been a good fight. I can look back on my life and say, I'm glad I started this church. I'm glad God let me pastor it for so long. I'm glad we've had Sunday, we've had every service possible. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, all 50 years, but one. Brother Baker, one time, about maybe 10 years ago, Christmas was on a Sunday night. And I had a big Sunday morning service, a large one, and choir and specials and all of it. And on Sunday night, I said, I'm going to give you the night off. I felt bad when I did it. Brother Doug, I just felt awful about that. Sunday night. And that's the only, I said, I'm never going to do that again. If no one shows up but me, I'm having church. You boys that graduate from Golden State, don't take a church that people like my people have sacrificed for years to build this building. They sacrificed, they gave, they worked second jobs, they sold cars, they sold jewels, they sold everything to build this building. And someone, you're gonna take a church that has a building. Don't go in that church and say, well, we're not gonna have Sunday night anymore. We're not gonna have Wednesday night anymore. We're not gonna have a choir, we're gonna have a band. I'm not gonna have this pulpit. I'm gonna have a little stool up here. I sit and talk to you, fellowship with you. And you know what? They'll love it. But God won't. All that, I think of the buildings tonight that are like this in a few hours, every light in this building would be off. But I think of churches that are in our area that are just closed down tonight. You can go in the parking lot, it's dark. Brother Whitlow, we were just talking about this. You went to Virginia and you were an hour and a half from Bobby Robertson, Brother Cooper's pastor there now. You could not find a church open on Christmas. You just couldn't find them open. There was nothing. An hour and a half, had to get in a car and go an hour and a half just to find a church in Virginia. I know Brother Brent Strofe's there. I know he was opened up. He must have been on the other side of the state, but there's very few. We're shutting the doors on Sunday night of our churches. You know, Brother England, the day may come that people don't like coming here on Sunday night. They'll come Sunday morning. I'm still having Sunday night.
Amen.
The Bible says, I have fought a good fight. I'm so grateful that God put me in a good fight. I have finished my course, and one day I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to preach my last message, and God's going to take me home. I have kept the faith, and I've kept the book. I've kept the faith. And that's the goal tonight. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. In these last days, college students, oh, please, in these last days, preach the word. Secondly, there will be a departure. Thirdly, just keep on keeping on. And fourthly, finish what you start. Finish it. There's going to be a lot of sorrow in the ministry. There's going to be a lot of heartache, maybe with your own kids. But you finish your course.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.